Listen to Turn Up or Die by Jane Remover and Where My Queen's At by Big Frida on CFRC.
On CFRC. This is just the Jane Remover show now.
No, this is just the Jane Remover show. If you have not been listening to Revenge Seekers, what are you doing? I'm so sad. Like, I really...
Psycho Boots, fave Revenge Seekers track.
Shout out Danny Brown.
I think my favorite is Psycho Boots, to be honest.
That's honestly a good pick. I think... my fave is either Experimental Skin or I've been like really rocking with Angels in Camo. Like something about that first riff.
Angels in Camo is very good.
Jesus Never Had It With a Freak. Bleep. Shout out.
Yeah. I mean, Dancing With Your Eyes Closed and Psycho Boots are my favorite.
Psycho Boots. Psycho Boost, Mama.
Oh, I keep saying Psycho Boots.
Wait, this song is Psycho Boots.
I've been saying Psycho Boots for like three since it came out.
No, I kind of like that better though.
Yeah, okay. Change it to Psycho Boots and pay me inquiry at the show.
Exactly. We need royalties for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there anything we want to talk about this episode?
Why? Is there another Ice Bucket Challenge resurgence?
No, right. Wait. No, like why? Why are we doing this?
No one tagged me in the Ice Bucket Challenge.
No one tagged me in the Ice Bucket Challenge because I don't have ice or a bucket or water. Like, please. But like, shout out, I don't even know what the cause is for.
I'm gonna do the ice douche challenge if I get like nominated.
No, that's the thing is, I don't even know what the cause is for. But like, I'm sure it's a great cause.
But I don't trust that this like 17-year-olds doing it are actually donating.
No, exactly. They're doing it for the picture.
Like, I would only be okay if I'm seeing their receipts. I want the donation receipt after I see this like 17-year-old man named Jake get like the Ice Bucket Challenge in his shirtless in his boxers.
Right,
like,
exactly.
I'm only okay with that if the receipt comes next.
If I see another twink doing the Ice Bucket Challenge, it's over. You know what we need Hassan Piker to do the Ice Bucket Challenge.
I need Hassan Piker to do the Watermelon Challenge again.
Exactly.
And I'll donate to anything.
Do you remember his Ice Bucket Challenge? That was like...
Yes, girl. I watch it like every 2 months.
That went platinum.
Every 2 months I watch that video. And then I always watch his Ice Bucket Challenge back to back with him crushing a watermelon between his thighs.
You know what's happening though is now that we say this on air, like Jesse is gonna like make us do the Ice Bucket Challenge or something.
Okay, well, can we make Jesse crush a watermelon between his thighs?
For charity? That'd be awesome.
Jesse, if you're hearing this, me and Aiden will each donate $25, so $50 total, to whatever cause you choose if you crush a watermelon between your thighs. We'll also pay for the watermelon.
This is the ultimatum. Hashtag the ultimatum. Okay, we're running out of time.
Okay. So next week we'll find out if Jesse does it.
Yeah. All right, Beep Banter. The only
bye,
show.
The only show. Bye.
Bye.
Beep Banter! Intruder, alert. Woo! Snotty Nose West Kids, detected.
Warning. 1 minute till self-destruction.
It's
Spring Reverb returns May 29th through June 1st to downtown Kingston, featuring an action-packed lineup. Confirmed headliners include Snotty Nose Reds Kids, Tara Lightfoot, Menno Verstige from Colorado, CJ Wiley, Lowest of the Low, Casper Skulls, and many others, including lots of Kingston talent like Oak Ridge Avenue, Carlo Piner, and more. Stay tuned for more Spring Reverb announcements, including panels and workshops. Catch Spring Reverb 2025, May 29th through June 1st. Tickets and passes are on sale now.